That's what I loved about April. She was always willing to dive into a completely weird rabbit hole. She turns into Alice when she puts his headset on and like, let's go have some tea, rabbit. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, that's not what we're talking about. This is about Coffin Hill.
Hey, this is Nikita from the band Everfound, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Surveillance is showing heavy Foot Clan activity.
If we're taking hostages,
let's rock and roll.
Go! Woo! This is our city! That's what I'm talking about!
Like shadows in the night,
yeah.
Completely unseen.
Who is that?
It's a camera flash.
Give me the camera.
Oh, look, he's doing his Batman voice.
Back off, Rat!
Do not say a word about this to anyone. If you do, we will find you.
Yeah! We'll find you.
I'm sorry, that came across super creepy, okay? That's... We will find you, though.
My sons, I have trained you your whole lives to protect the city above. But I fear you are not ready for its greatest threat.
We're taking your armor to the next level.
Shredder.
Sensei!
Sensei.
You must stop, Shredder. Together, you are stronger than he can ever be.
Let's go save my brothers.
Neo's in trouble!
Come on!
Poor turtles. One's fighting a robot samurai.
Why not?
So they're aliens?
No, that's stupid. They're turtles.
Is there anything else we should know about them?
They're ninjas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Popcorn Movies, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with...
Lenny.
Jacob.
Jonathan.
And Logan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. This is the one from back in the day. This isn't the second show, but this is the remake of the 90s shows by Michael Bay. And Jonathan, we're going to let you take over so you can give us the details.
Okay. Darkness has settled over New York as Shredder and his evil clan have an iron grip on everything.
Did he say clown?
From the police to the politicians. I'm going to throw something at you, Lenny. The future is grim until four unlikely outcasts. Brothers raised from the sewers and discover their destiny as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The Turtles must work with fearless reporter April O'Neil and her cameraman Fernwick to save the city and unravel the Shredder's diabolical plan. Written by Paramount Pictures.
Yeah. Rock and roll is here to stay.
The budget on this was $1.5 billion. Opening weekend was $65 million, and the gross was $190 million.
So they barely made their money. You said they made another one of these?
Yeah.
Why?
Michael Bay just used his piggy bank.
I get he's got Transformers money, but come on.
He's got a lot of Transformers money.
Those movies keep making money, and I don't get it either. But
April O'Neil was played by Megan Fox.
That was like $100 million of the budget right there.
Vernon Fenwick was played by Will Arnett.
He's hilarious.
Eric Sachs was William, played by William Fichtner. Raphael, Alan Richson, Michelangelo, Noel Fisher.
Mikey.
Leonardo. I'm going to so butcher this name. Pete Plosick.
Close enough.
You couldn't pronounce Pete?
Shut up. For some reason, there's a second voice with Leonardo, and that's Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
Jeremy Howard plays Donatello. Danny Woodburn is half of Splinter, and Tony Shalhoub is the other half of Splinter.
Probably when they were doing flashbacks or something, maybe.
I don't remember.
I don't remember flashbacks.
Well,
though.
No, because on Leonardo, they say voice, and then on Splinter, they say voice. So I wonder if they had
one was the actor,
acting, and the other one was
voice.
But why did they do that with the other turtles?
Maybe it was one of the same. They liked the voice. Well,
wait a minute. There's no way those were rubber suits.
Oh no! But you had to do motion capture. They're good special effects on the suits, much better than
maybe
the 90s
that one
versions.
Guy was all
and
the turtles.
I enjoyed the 90s, but I like these.
The worst part of the 90s version was where Raphael was getting his ass kicked, and they like slam him to the ground, and you watch the rubber bounce. It's like, okay, well, that's obviously fake.
Yeah, but let's not pretend like production quality of the 1990s movies was high.
Yeah, this was like the most serious movie made in the 90s.
When did this one come out?
This came out in 2014.
14.
It's not
There's
that old.
One more main character that I needed to say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Taharo Masamoon, and he played Shredder.
No love for Whoopi Goldberg?
No love for Whoopi.
Whoopi Goldberg wasn't that big a part of the movie.
Was he the bird guy?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But when Whoopi's in a movie, she's so big, she gets a mention, okay?
I figured
she could have one word. Yeah. She could have look, that's Whoopi Goldberg over there, and you need to say it.
Well, I mean, we kind of had this conversation in the car on the way back.
Did we?
Well, you went there, but
we how do you know
Power Rangers?
No, when we were talking Johnny Depp into the woods,
Part
was, his part wasn't that big in that movie.
Promoted like crazy,
yeah. So I can see where you guys are going with Whoopi Goldberg on this.
Hey, were you going to say something, Logan?
Nope.
If you remember it,
Where is it? Yeah, no clue.
Okay.
So, Jacob, tell us what you liked about this film.
So, the credits were wonderful. And that's about it. This movie is trash.
I honestly thought that it was...
Terrible? I know.
Not
good
terrible.
Garbaggio? Did this thing even get to 30% on Rotten Tomatoes?
You can look that up. I thought it was good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. So I have fun in my movies. Yeah. I like my Mikey and going after some Megan Fox in April.
I honestly thought that. I mean, except for the, that's the only part that I didn't like was the. I'll let him talk. Get into that, but the little following April around and
I had fun with that.
But other than that, his little quips and. The little things that he said to be funny.
Weren't funny.
No, it made perfect sense, and he made a perfect Mikey, except for the soccer part.
Teenage boy, basically.
22%.
Ouch.
See, that's really why I don't follow what the critics say. I don't follow what Rotten Tomatoes say. I just have fun
this
and enjoy.
Movie was bad.
It was okay.
Okay, well, you know, in all fairness... Here's a question I want to ask you, gentlemen. Seriously, do you really think this whole concept, which has been pretty, you know, they've made a lot of money off Ninja Turtles? If they were just ninjas and not turtles, do you think that any of this would have worked at all?
No.
And so I applaud them for even attempting to make from the inception to Michael Bay, every bit in between, every cartoon, to try to convince us that there is an ooze. That can turn little turtles into teenage pubescent ninja boys turtles.
To be fair, the teenage part happened with a few years added on.
And that's the thing. They're always teenagers. Like, they never mature. Because, let's be honest, this storyline ain't going to get that mature. There's no point in them growing up. I mean, it's not even like Saved by the Bell, the college years. This is like we're staying teenagers. We're not even messing with this formula. And I think that's
Nickelodeon's doing to a degree. That's when they started spinning it like that. You go back to the original stuff, and it's a little bit more darker and more serious. Did you read much of that back in the day, the originals? I've read a few pieces, but not much, and it's a lot darker.
The comic books?
Yeah.
Before
Archie and Nickelodeon got a hold of it?
I don't know if I ever got anything before Nickelodeon.
Okay.
I mean, I did read comic books, but I think it was after Nickelodeon already owned the property.
Yeah.
Archie took it over, they kind of spun it, and then they
because this has been around for a little bit longer. Yeah. When did it start? When was the first Ninja Turtles comic?
80s.
So yeah, so the first movie was the first anything they did with like animated or otherwise.
Well, I think Nickelodeon had the cartoon, and it was such a big hit, then it spun out the movies.
Oh no, the cartoon was first, but the movie was like made like directly after for the cartoon audience.
Yeah.
Which it was a little more mature. The original movie did have some mature scenes. The whole April O'Neil, Casey...
Jones.
Fuck, thank you. Delete that. Casey Jones part.
Delete? What's that button?
Screw off, Richard. You know it whenever you're messing up. Yeah, anyway, so I think that, you know, I can understand how a serious critic could never take this movie seriously, and I can also understand that anyone that likes this movie or likes this type of film would just go, you know, to that critic, because, I mean, let's look at the title, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So, like, I think that they were like, let's think of the most four insane words we can and make something out of that. And they were like, that's what they picked.
And I think they try to mature it a smidgen in this one, because they did have a little bit more of the sexual innuendos, like Jonathan was saying, than I think the 90s version.
I don't think that helped with the maturity factor.
Well, no.
Probably not.
Definitely it helped not. With needing to get a more mature rating and having to solicit to a more mature audience, enter Megan Fox. But, you know, like the... Yeah, I don't think that helped. It didn't help with these guys, that's for sure.
Here's the thing, but I loved the cartoon, still love the cartoon.
Yes, the cartoon's great.
Liked the movie, liked the first movie. We won't really talk about 2 or 3.
Please don't, because those movies are straight garbage.
No, and I agree, but liked the first
movie. The first movie was great.
The other two are only watchable if you are going to sit down and watch the trilogy, because you want to hurt yourself.
I can't even like,
but it seems like they deviated so much from the source material in this. Let's not begin with the whole fact that Splinter learned karate ninja skills from a book.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
wasn't it originally he was growing up in a dojo or something
in the 90s version. You had something,
yeah.
Jonathan?
Yeah, I was just thinking about it. I think they kind of made Mikey kind of type of deal from like the new cartoon with the skinny Ninja Turtles, because in the new cartoon Mikey is after April as well, so oh, yeah. I can see where
I think he was in the original too.
Mikey's always had
it was just more of a it was more of a puppy love thing, right. In the older
but
version
in this,
it was innocent.
In the new cartoon, nothing innocent, he's chasing here. After her.
Oh, yeah.
And in this movie, he's doing the same thing. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean,
wouldn't you be chasing after? I mean,
and they were
I'm a turtle.
You really
and they were her that. Turtles. Was that ever the case?
No.
That was something they just threw in. Torqued for this movie, yeah.
That I was like, what?
I mean, at the end of the day, I should be happy, because when the original script, I guess, came out, they're supposed to be aliens.
Yeah,
so,
it's stupid.
Like I said, but like I was talking before it came on. I shouldn't shouldn't expect too much of a deep story from
the teenage
Michael
Bay.
Yeah, Michael Bay. Let's just go with that.
Well, even the Turtles, you know, all the fans from the 90s, which I enjoy, but I was already, you know, in high school and stuff, and well, in college as well. Really? Oh, God. I was in college.
Old ass.
Yeah, like, but it was not a concept that was to be taken seriously.
No.
But yet the guys that grew up with those, they're just like every other fans. Oh, they're killing what I grew up with. It's like, it's just a different spin. Chill. I mean, I know you don't like it, but, you know, it's a new generation. Let them have some fun. That's where Jonathan and I were talking about this in the car coming back from AFW as well, that, you know, when they change stuff, my hardest one to change on was Battlestar Galactica, because I grew up with the original. And the new one came out, I was like, oh, I cannot get into this. And eventually I just had to divorce myself from the two and just say, this is its own thing, this is its own thing, and go from there and enjoy both. And some people probably don't enjoy both, but I was able to enjoy both that way.
You know, one day, a long time probably in the future.
A long, long time ago.
Maybe 10 years, they're going to remake Harry Potter. And when they do, somebody
is going to
say, what? You can't replace Daniel Radcliffe? Like somebody's gonna say that, so I can totally understand where you're coming from. And I'm not saying he looked just like the kid in the book. That's what I'll say about that.
But the things that Jacob's bringing up, yeah, it's there. Yeah, this is not a serious movie by any means. I don't think you can claim it to be a serious movie yet by any means.
And I haven't made that claim. I'm not tearing it apart based on that. No, it is about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So,
but I like a man that emulates a bat, and So you know,
let's also not forget that Shredder was set up the whole time to be, what's his name, William Fichtner?
Oh, whatever. Really? That I did not know.
He basically is like,
professor.
Yeah, I'm basically the Shredder now. And then all of a sudden, and then someone must have gotten the dailies on it and read the script and been like, wait, no. No,
he's Japanese. Shredder's Japanese.
Shredder is from Japan.
He's definitely not American.
Shredder's apprentice, apparently.
What's that, Logan?
He was Shredder's apprentice or something like that.
So and that's how Fichtner was. Yeah, that's how they spun it.
That's how they spun it.
But yeah, that came literally out of you had no mention of him, of the actual Shredder until the last 20 minutes.
You had mention of him.
Yeah, he talked about
but
his master.
But you never saw him.
You never saw him.
Every time you spoke of him, he made him appear that he was gone, never to be seen again. And then all of a sudden,
he's a ninja.
Oh, wait, no.
He doesn't want to be known.
There you go. He's a ninja. He doesn't want to be known.
Whatever you have to do to make that movie feel better for you.
I honestly have to say that my favorite part of this movie was when Raphael went to go save his brothers. Raphael has always been my favorite turtle.
I've never liked Raphael.
I'm really torn. Because my favorite two parts, because I have two, and they're really
close to each other.
Where the turtles are waiting in the elevator. Yeah,
that's funny.
And they're doing the little beat routine.
Beatboxing.
That part's really great. And then when they're sliding down, and it's a really long part where they're sliding down the mountain, kind of chaotically. And then whenever dude's driving the truck down the mountain, Will Arnett, and he's supposed to be driving this really important, and he's not a huge turtle guy. He could easily die from this. But April O'Neil's hanging out, and he takes a second away from his cataclysmic slide down the mountain in a big rig to look at her can. I just think that that's hilarious. So those two parts, and based on that analysis, that those are the best parts of this movie for me. Maybe you're right, Jacob. Maybe it isn't the most high quality, but my kids are pretty immature, and they liked it, and I liked it with them, and it was like, you know, like, even though there was some innuendo, which I think they put in there for the adults who have to take their kids to see the movie, you know, I still think that it was a good family fun, and the kids really liked it, and that's what was important to me. Mm-hmm. And that's like, you know, as long as the kids will shut up or quietly talk a lot about something that they're not fighting about, then it's a
happy day.
And then towards the end of the movie, that was another favorite part of mine, where they're showing off their new vehicle, and Will Arnett has his brand new car that they gave him, and Mikey individually sets off a rocket, and it blows up his new car that he's bragging about.
Yeah, I don't know where they're getting their funding, but boy, they got some fun.
Well, no, they had some funding after a little while, like in the beginning, in the original movie, they had no funding. In the beginning of the cartoon series, it's like the original movie. It's almost the same exact story for a while, but then they get some funding, from saving the city or something, and then they have all these really Batman-esque turtle toys. Like, I think it's because the toy maker Bandai was like, "Hey, let's we need something like that they can ride in, and also we want something like they should be like skateboard guys." And
I'm
they
not
need
sure
to have
why
a lot
they
of...
wanted that to actually appear in the show. They could just do that on their own too.
They didn't have to, but they sure put that in the show because it was in the cartoons. My favorite villain was what was his name? It started with a K, I think.
Krang
with the big robot.
Oh, the brain thing.
Yeah.
Blob.
This guy knows his turtles.
For hating on it so much, he knows.
Well,
his turtles.
I just think that he disliked this movie. I think that he definitely likes the Ninja Turtles, because anyone that's like, the second or third movie, don't talk to me about them, but the first one's great. I can respect that guy. Because I can see where he's coming from. Because in the original movie they made, they put a lot of the costumes were crap. Let's just put that right out there.
Right, true.
But again, if you're looking for CGI, there was none. So screw off. But they actually taught the people. They even taught Corey Feldman a little bit of kung fu, for the movie as much as they could. Mm-hmm. I mean, and to the point where, like, I think in another movie, he was actually the expert for that movie because of all that they had. They really, like, the makers actually knew ninjutsu and stuff like that. Like, they brought in professionals, and there was a lot of great choreography because that's all they had. They had no CGI.
Yeah.
None. They couldn't even use fake blood.
This CGI for this movie, though, I thought was really well done.
Well, yeah, yeah, that's what they had. And that's Michael Bay does it on his computer at home. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you mean Michael Bay did good special effects?
What?
Oh, my. That's like saying cool. That's like saying Zack Snyder's a great cinematographer. It's just an accepted fact. Yeah, that's it.
It's like Michael Bay. I enjoy Michael Bay movies. Yeah, they're good shoot 'em ups.
That's what I like the Transformers, but they also had Megan Fox. So there again, you know, it's
that's
like
a trope for him. He's going to employ Megan Fox no matter what,
which is hilarious
until he fires her and replaces her. But then in the very next movie series he makes, he reemploys her.
Right.
But was the latest Transformers not done by him then?
No,
was it?
Not was the fourth wasn't done by Michael Bay, was it?
I don't have to go back.
Nice.
Was it?
Yeah.
Then he was the only one.
So there's at
left
one
from the original production. He fired everybody and said, "I'm going to redo
one
everything."
Who hasn't done Megan Fox in it then?
True. Well, the third one doesn't have her in it either.
Oh, no, the third one doesn't
because she got fired.
Yeah,
and then they put it into the movie.
Had the blonde.
Yeah. And see, that's the thing. Like, it's either Megan Fox or somebody ultra hotter that no one's ever heard of.
But this is one I think it'll be in your library. Well, let's go back a little bit. The next movie is already out. The CGI looks good in it as well. It's going to be pretty much the same fare, I think. It's going to be.
I want to go to see Michael it with Bay. Jacob.
Yeah. But this one is one that if you don't have it in your collection at your library, you'll probably want to pick it up because, like Lenny said, the kids are going to like this. Your fans of Turtles are probably going to fairly enjoy this. If you know you're ultra fans, they might have some issues with it, but they're not going to be checking it out. That's going to be the ones that the casual watchers or the kids. But this is one that I would say pick it up once it's gone through its run. You could probably, if you want to pick it up again, you can, but if not, you could enter library and loan it to get it that way for your patrons. For your own personal shelf, it just depends on your taste. Jacob's not going to have it on his. If I find it in a bin that's fairly cheap, I'll probably pick it up.
I've got it on Blu-ray.
Do you?
Nice.
That's what's up.
So I don't have it yet, but if I see it in a cheap enough bin,
I don't have a Blu-ray player, but my kids do. See where I'm going with that?
Okay.
My kids have a Blu-ray player.
Video games?
Oh, you? Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly. Oh, you can't watch it out here on my TV? I'm sorry.
And just for clarification's sake, Michael Bay is only the producer of this movie. He wasn't the director.
He wasn't the director?
No, Jonathan Liebsman. He is the guy Wrath of the Titans.
I didn't have that information.
And the movie
Do your own research then, Jonathan.
The one with the tooth fairy. You're the one who hands me it.
Because you don't do it.
Falls, the one with the tooth fairy.
Jeez, you and April.
He directed that. So. But no, it's so yeah. I mean, he's a producer, so he has a lot of say in what goes on. But
oh yeah,
if we're gonna rag on the guy, he didn't direct this. So
after ragging on him the whole episode, here,
oh no, the producer, no,
he was still the driving force.
Yeah,
it's still your fault, Michael Bay. I will rag on Michael Bay because screw Michael Bay. Like, what's he gonna do? Is he gonna fly in here in some sort of mothership and nuke me with a laser? No,
he might
because no, that's just CGI, yeah, Michael Bay. Everything you have is play and pretend, and it's fake and it's not real. Ha ha.
No, but and Michael Bay should
be
ragged on
when that happens
because he did Transformers 2.
Yeah, he has enough money to buy the mothership.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Like we were talking about, he's got Transformers money.
Oh yes,
yeah, he got that Transformer money, man. That bling bling, you know.
This is one that if you're interested, pick it up. Your library will probably have a copy down at the public library if you want to watch it there. To watch it first. We've been having fun here tonight. Hopefully you guys have been having fun listening to us. We will see everybody on the flip side.
Out.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
I could see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. But now it's bye-bye to my thing. Moment that I don't want to miss, and what I'm trying to say, well, I
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.